This is Unit 17 of Pimsleur's Danish.
Clara taler med hendes mand.
Clara is speaking with her husband.
Lyt til samtalen. Hej Clara, hvad skal du i dag?
Mig? Jeg skal købe noget.
Har du nok penge?
Nej, jeg har ikke mange penge.
Hvor mange kroner har du?
30 eller 40. Det er ikke nok. Kunne du give mig nogle penge, tak?
Værsgo. Her er penge til dig. Lyt til samtalen en gang til. Hej Clara, hvad skal du i dag?
Mig? Jeg skal købe noget.
Har du nok penge?
Nej, jeg har ikke mange penge.
Hvor mange kroner har du?
30 eller 40. Det er ikke nok. Kunne du give mig nogle penge, tak?
Værsgo. Her er penge til dig.
How do you say the number 35 in Danish?
35. 35.
And how would you say 44?
44. 44.
26.
26. 26.
37.
37. 37.
23.
23. 23.
You're meeting a friend at a cafe. Say, I would like to have a cup of coffee with milk and sugar.
Jeg vil gerne have en kop kaffe med mælk og sukker.
You realize you forgot your wallet. Say, I have no money.
Jeg har ingen penge. Ingen penge.
Alternatively, how would you say, I don't have any money?
Jeg har ikke nogen penge. Nogen penge.
How would you ask her if she has any money?
Har du nogen penge?
She answers emphatically, me, I have money.
Mig, jeg har penge.
I have a lot of money.
Jeg har mange penge. Mange penge.
I can give you some money.
Jeg kan give dig nogle penge. Jeg kan give dig nogle penge.
Tell her, thanks a lot.
Mange tak.
Then I can buy a cup of coffee with milk and sugar. Literally, then can I buy a cup of coffee with milk and sugar?
Så kan jeg købe en kop kaffe med mælk og sukker. Så kan jeg købe en kop kaffe med mælk og sukker.
Your friend needs to leave, but you agree to meet later. She says, goodbye. See you this evening.
Ha' det godt. Vi ses i aften. Vi ses i aften.
How do you ask, do you have some kroner for me?
Har du nogle kroner til mig? Nogle.
She answers, yes, I have enough for you.
Ja, jeg har nok til dig.
Here you are. Here's 25 kroner.
Værsgod, her er 25 kroner. 25.
Say, that's too much.
Det er for meget. For meget.
She says, "Excuse me, could you say that one more time?"
Undskyld, kunne du sige det en gang til?
This time say, "That's too much money."
Det er for mange penge. For mange penge.
How did she say, "One more time"?
En gang til. En gang til.
Which word means one?
En. En.
Danes have different words for the number one. You use one word for counting, you use another for telling time. When you're counting something, you say,
en.
Say one, as if counting.
En.
Now try to say 41.
41. 41.
And now say 1 o'clock.
Klokken et. Et.
Say $41.
$41. $41.
Say 21.
21. 21.
31.
31. 31.
And now here's 51.
Lyt og gentag.
51. 50. 60. Halv. 50. 51.
What's the number 50 in Danish?
50. 50.
Here's 60.
Lyt og gentag.
60. 60.
What's the number 60?
60.
Say together, 50, 60.
50, 60. 50, 60.
Say 57.
57. 50. 57.
Now say the numbers 61, 51, 31.
61, 51, 31.
Now you're an American woman out shopping. Indicating an item in a shop, ask, how much does it cost?
Hvor meget koster det?
The salesman says, 53 kroner.
53 kroner. 53.
You want to say, that's too expensive.
Lyt og gentag.
Det er for dyrt. 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 For dyrt. Det er for dyrt.
Say in Danish, expensive.
Dyrt.
Ask, 53 kroner?
53 kroner?
That's too expensive.
Det er for dyrt. Det er for dyrt.
Now he says, 61 kroner.
61 kroner. 61.
A friend who's with you loans you some money. He says, here you are.
Værsgo.
Here are 61 kroner for you.
Her er 61 kroner til dig. 61 kroner.
Say, thanks. See you tomorrow.
Tak. Vi ses i morgen. Vi ses i morgen.
Do you remember how to ask, do you speak Danish?
Taler du dansk?
Now say, you speak very well.
Du taler meget godt. Meget godt.
Here's how to say, you speak very fast.
Lyt og gentag. Du taler meget hurtigt. 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 Meget hurtigt. Du taler meget hurtigt.
How do you say fast?
Hurtigt.
He asks, could you say that one more time?
Kunne du sige det en gang til?
He adds, you speak very fast.
Du taler meget hurtigt. Meget hurtigt.
Tell him, no, I don't speak fast.
Nej, jeg taler ikke hurtigt.
He disagrees. Try to guess how he would say, yes, you speak too fast.
Jo, du taler for hurtigt. For hurtigt. Jo, du taler for hurtigt.
Do you remember the Danish word for on or at?
På. På.
That can also mean in. So how would you say in Danish?
På dansk. På dansk.
Try to say, I don't speak fast in Danish.
Jeg taler ikke hurtigt på dansk. Jeg taler ikke hurtigt på dansk.
How would he say, but you speak fast in English?
Men du taler hurtigt på engelsk. Hurtigt på engelsk.
How do you say for you?
Til dig. Dig.
Now try to say I understand you.
Jeg forstår dig. Jeg forstår dig.
Do you remember how to ask when do you want to eat?
Hvornår vil du spise? Hvornår?
Here's how to say when you speak Danish.
Lyt og gentag. Når du taler dansk. Når. Når du taler dansk.
The Danish word for when is different when making a statement and when asking a question. How do you say when making a statement?
Når. No.
How would he say when you speak Danish?
Når du taler dansk. Når du taler dansk.
Now he says, I understand you.
Jeg forstår dig.
When you speak Danish.
Når du taler dansk. Jeg forstår dig, når du taler dansk.
But you speak fast.
Men du taler hurtigt.
You speak too fast when you speak English.
Du taler for hurtigt, når du taler engelsk.
Do you remember how to say, it's expensive?
Det er dyrt. Dyrt. Det er dyrt.
Say, a glass of wine.
Et glas vin. Vin.
And how do you say the wine?
Vinen. Vinen.
Now you want to say, the wine is expensive. Just listen, paying close attention to the word for expensive.
Vinen er dyr. Vinen er dyr.
The word for it,
det,
is neuter. So when you say, it is expensive, you say,
dyrt.
The word for wine is a common or N noun. Therefore, you use the common form for expensive, which is
dyr.
Try to say, the wine is expensive.
Vinen er dyr. Dyr. Vinen er dyr.
The wine is too expensive.
Vinen er for dyr. For dyr.
He asks, and the coffee?
Og kaffen? Og kaffen?
How do you think he would ask, is the coffee expensive?
Er kaffen dyr? Dyr. Er kaffen dyr?
Answer, no, but the wine is expensive.
Nej, men vinen er dyr.
The coffee is not expensive.
Kaffen er ikke dyr.
Aftensmad
is another common noun. Try to say the dinner.
Aftensmaden. Aftensmaden.
Now try to ask, is the dinner expensive?
Er aftensmaden dyr? Er aftensmaden dyr?
He asks, at the fish bar?
På fiskebaren?
Yes, the dinner is expensive at the fish bar.
Ja, aftensmaden er dyr på fiskebaren.
Referring to something in general, how does he say, it is expensive?
Det er dyrt. Dyrt.
Do you remember how to say, something to eat?
Noget at spise. At spise.
How would he say, it is expensive to eat dinner?
Det er dyrt at spise aftensmad. Det er dyrt at spise aftensmad.
At the fish bar.
På fiskebaren.
It's expensive to eat dinner at the fish bar.
Det er dyrt at spise aftensmad på fiskebaren. Det er dyrt at spise aftensmad på fiskebaren.
And the wine is expensive.
Og vinen er dyr. Vinen er dyr.
He adds, I understand you when you speak English.
Jeg forstår dig, når du taler engelsk.
But you speak very fast.
Men du taler meget hurtigt. Meget hurtigt.
He tells you, you speak fast when you speak English.
Du taler hurtigt, når du taler engelsk.
Say, sorry, see you tomorrow.
Beklager, vi ses i morgen.
Now you're an American woman having a conversation with a bellboy in a hotel in Copenhagen. You have asked him to get some beer for you, giving him 100 kroner. When he returns, he hands you the beer, then says, here you are, here's the beer for you. Listen.
Værsgo, her er øllen til dig. Det er en amerikansk øl.
Try to ask, American beer?
Amerikansk øl? Amerikansk øl?
Tell him that you want to have a Danish beer.
Jeg vil have en dansk øl. En dansk øl.
Beklager.
Now he'll tell you how much change he's going to give you. For each sum he mentions, you are to say that you want to have 10 kroner more. For example, if he says that he'll give you 20 kroner, you say, no, I want to have 30 kroner, please. Let's begin.
Værsgo, her er 30 kroner.
Nej, jeg vil have 40 kroner, tak.
Undskyld, her er 40 kroner.
Nej, jeg vil have 50 kroner, tak. 50.
Jeg forstår. Du vil have 50 kroner.
Nej, jeg vil have 60 kroner, tak.
Taler jeg for hurtigt?
Tell him that no, he doesn't speak too fast.
Nej, du taler ikke for hurtigt. Ikke for hurtigt.
Tell him that you understand him when he speaks Danish.
Jeg forstår dig, når du taler dansk.
Tell him that you want to have 60 kroner.
Jeg vil have 60 kroner.
Værsgo, her er 60 kroner.
Say, thank you. Now it's enough.
Tak. Nu er det nok. Nu er det nok.
Later that day, you meet a friend on the street. Ask her what she's going to do now.
Hvad skal du nu? Hvad skal du nu?
Jeg skal spise på teatercaféen. Vil du spise frokost med mig?
Tell her, no thanks. It's too expensive to eat lunch at the theater cafe.
Nej tak. Det er for dyrt at spise frokost på teatercaféen. Dyrt at spise. Det er for dyrt at spise frokost på teatercaféen.
Ja, det er dyrt, men vi kan spise et smørrebrød.
Try to say, yes, that we can, or yes, that can we.
Ja, det kan vi. Vi. Ja, det kan vi.
But you want to do an errand first. Say, see you at 1 o'clock.
Vi ses klokken et. Vi ses klokken et.
The reading lesson for this unit follows. Open your booklet to the reading for Unit 17. Read number 1.
Jo.
2.
Hjem.
3. The first word ends with a soft D.
Hvad er klokken?
4.
Jeg har det godt.
Listen and repeat number 5. The first E makes an A sound, and the double T sounds like D.
Rette.
Try to read number 6. Remember the sound of the E-G combination.
Regn. Regn.
7.
Tegn.
Listen and repeat number 8. The N-G sound is similar to English, but shorter.
Sang. Sang.
9.
Lang.
Try to read number 10. Remember the shortened sound of the R at the end.
Finger. Finger.
11.
Mange tak.
12.
Bank.
Try to read number 13. The Danish K sometimes sounds like a cross between a K and a G.
Tanke.
14.
Han tænker.
15.
Engelsk.
16. Remember the sound of the H-J combination.
Hjort. Hjort.
17.
Hjerte. Hjerte.
18.
Sænk båden. Sænk båden.
19.
Hvor mange?
Try to read number 20. The D in the second word is soft.
Det ved jeg. Det ved jeg.
This is the end of Unit 17 and the end of today's lesson. Pimsleur courses work most effectively when the units are done consecutively and on a daily basis. For best results, please continue with the next unit tomorrow. This has been a presentation of Simon & Schuster Audio. Copyright 2015 by Simon & Schuster Incorporated. Recording copyright 2015 by Simon & Schuster Incorporated. All rights reserved.